Lost in Space, an adventure with Rocky Starr. At last, the streak has left Earth in search of the Taurus and its three joyriders. The search promises to be very difficult, but it's a satisfaction to Rocky knowing that they're on their way. This satisfaction is short-lived. Suddenly, there is a rending crash as a meteorite strikes the streak. When Mitch puts on a spacesuit and investigates, he comes back with the news that the hull has been seriously weakened.
Yeah, passed right through the hole, Rocky.
But the bulkhead slid over the hull's all right.
Sure, but the hull looks so weakened. She'd never take the strain of changing course or landing in an atmosphere.
Rocky, that sounds really serious.
It certainly does. We'll have to repair it out here in space.
Yeah, well, if we don't, none of us will see home and mummy again.
All right, then let's do something about it. Mitch, in the workshop store, there are sheets of hull metal.
Yeah?
You and I get them here to the airlock.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get a couple of spacesuits for Di and myself.
Right, Rocky boy.
What are you going to use, Rocky? Heat rays?
Well, we'll take the sheets of metal out through the airlock and get them in place over the damaged part of the hull, then weld them into place with heat ray guns.
And weld a couple of ribs underneath for extra strength, huh?
Mm-hmm, right. Gonna be tricky work, but if we're careful, we should manage.
Rocky, we just gotta manage.
All right, Mitch. Let's get started. I'll see you both back here. Hurrying to the control deck, Rocky reduces streak speed. Then, dragging spacesuits out of a locker, prepares to work on his ship. Meanwhile, far out toward Saturn, other spacesuited figures are active. In the heart of the long-lost derelict, the Pegasus, Ilma, Paul, and Ivan drift along in cautious exploration. Suddenly, as the passageway takes a slight turn, Paul's voice comes excitedly over the intercom.
There's a flight of steps here. Look, perhaps they lead upward to the control cabin.
It all feels so eerie, like being in a tomb.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, do we go up?
May as well.
I will lead. Ilma next, you follow, right?
Oh, this gives me the creeps. We're climbing a steel ladder, but there's no sound.
Well, there's no air in here to carry sound. I am at the top. Give me your hand.
Oh, thanks, Ivan.
What's up there?
It seems to lead to the control deck. Come on.
Oh! Look! A man! There's a man!
Where?
In that alcove, in a spacesuit, sitting at the desk!
She's right.
Come over and look.
Oh, no. No, I'm scared.
Nothing to be scared of, Ilma. He has not been alive for a long time.
He must have been the navigator. See? Sky charts and calculations.
It is a strange feeling to see. He has sat here this way for 100 years, with his last calculation still before him.
Makes you feel weird, doesn't it? I feel I could shake him and say, wake up.
Oh, don't touch him, Paul.
Oh, he fell over. The spacesuit's just crumpled up.
Oh, Paul.
Nothing but dust. It is all you could expect after such a long time.
Yeah. It sort of makes you wonder about us, doesn't it?
Enough of that, Paul. Come to the control deck.
Oh, come on, Ilma, cheer up. Don't let what I said worry you. I always did look on the gloomy side.
Not that. It was so awful, see?
Yeah, I know.
The controls are here. And this is their radio panel.
Oh, good. We might get some valves.
There are also two more men. We will not touch them.
No. Say, notice their shoes? They're not like ours at all. Soles are stitched on, see?
What material is it?
It would be leather, I think.
It was made from animal skins, wasn't it?
I think so.
Couldn't they make good plastic boots like ours?
It seems not. They're clumsy, aren't they? And think of all the work stitching it all together instead of just molding it.
Come over here. I have removed the cover from the radio panel.
Are there any valves there?
Dozens of them.
Let's see. Great, Ike, they certainly used plenty. Their radios couldn't have been very efficient either.
Are there any we could use?
Doesn't look like it.
Oh, they're all so terribly clumsy and old-fashioned.
And yet, when it left Earth, this ship must have been the most modern thing they had.
Yeah. Oh, pity.
I was relying very much on getting valves so our radio could work.
Can we go back now to our ship?
Seen enough?
Oh, yes.
Wait, there is a book here, see?
Oh, looks like a logbook. Open at the last entry, too.
Let me see. Oh, what funny old-fashioned writing.
Astro compass failed. We'll try to estimate position. Air still good, but food nearly exhausted. Very short of air. Not long now. We had better take this with us.
Sounds like a grim story.
Yes, Well, come on.
Paul, Ivan, we weren't in like this, were we?
Well, steady, honey. We've got far better equipment, remember?
And Earth knows we're heading for Saturn. Someone will come to find us.
What if no one comes?
Oh, they will come. They will find
us. Well, they've got to find us.
What are we so unhappy for? We have good equipment, food for 2 years. We are going to be the first people to reach Saturn. Let's get out of this primitive wreck and get back to a good spaceship.
Good to be back on the Taurus again and out of those spacesuits.
I will read this logbook. I may learn from it the sort of dangers we should watch for.
Ivan, let's face up to the fact. There's no point in kidding ourselves. What we just saw on that derelict makes it clear that our chances are pretty poor now, doesn't it?
No.
I think we were fools to go off as we did, knowing so little about things. I just can't imagine now how we ever thought ourselves so, well, so infallible.
Now, with no one but ourselves to blame.
Now, listen, you two. You want to face up to things? All right. And face up to some straight talk. There's got to be an end to all this defeated way of looking at things.
Now, look, Ivan, can't you stop trying to throw your weight around all the time?
I'm not trying to throw my weight around.
Well, it seems mighty like it.
Oh, please, boys, don't fight again.
I am not going to fight. All I want is to stop us giving up before we are beaten.
What you want is a...
Please, Paul, will you listen to me?
Okay, go ahead.
First, I want to say I know that that old spaceship was not a pleasant sight. I felt it as much as you. But that is no reason to fear we will end the same way. We know we have enough food for 2 years aboard. If we are careful, perhaps longer. Air-making equipment is simple and foolproof, so we will not run out of air. Also, there is a very good chance we are being followed. Are these things true or not?
Well, yeah, they're true enough.
Then why should we speak as if we are finished?
But Ivan, if a meteor hits us...
We must chance those things. We left Earth because we wanted adventure, didn't we? All right. Are we going to complain because we are getting more adventure than we expected? We are privileged. We have a modern spaceship. We are the first people who will reach Saturn. Then let us make the most of these things and enjoy them.
You're right, Ivan. We've been acting like babies. I'm sorry.
And you, Paul?
I guess what you say makes sense, Ivan. All right, it's a deal. We look for adventure and no complaints.
Let us give our hands on it.
There. I feel better already.
So do I. How about increasing speed again?
Right. It's full speed for Saturn and the unknown.
While the Taurus leaps forward to the unleashed fury of her atomic jets, far away the Streak undergoes emergency repairs. Linked to her hull by safety lines and walking on it with magnetic shoes, Rocky and Mitch work feverishly with their heat rays, welding new plates into place.
Well, that's got the main pieces tacked into place, Mitch.
Yeah.
Should be able to start welding now.
Up at the top end?
Yeah, best take the two opposite corners out of one buckle. All right, come on.
Great, these magnetic shoes, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a pity the other pair burnt out. Di must be finding it difficult without them.
Yeah. Wonder how she's making out, huh? Around the other side there.
What about giving her a buzz on the intercom?
That's an idea. Hey, Di.
Yes?
How you making out around there, chicken?
Oh, fair enough.
Is it welding okay, Di?
Yes, Rocky. I think I might be...
Hey, something's happened. Di. Di, you all right?
Hey, Di. She's not answering. Di, come in, will you?
Rocky. Mitch, I need help.
Di, what is it?
I don't know how it happened, but... My spare oxygen cylinder exploded. It blasted me right away from the ship.
What about your safety line?
It snapped. Well, do something quickly, Rocky. I'm traveling further away all the time. Don't let me get out of sight.
Hello, Di. Di. Di, I can hardly hear you. Hello, Di. What's happening?
Intercom must be damaged. I'll try...
The radio's gone dead.
Yeah.
Quick, Mitch. Up to the top of the hull and get a sight on her.
There she is, Rocky.
Oh, boy. That far away already. We'll have to get after her in the Streak.
Well, the hull wouldn't stand the strain. Changing course, you'd tear it in two.
Yes, I know it, Mitch. We've got to do something, and quickly. If we let her drift out of sight, we may never find her again.
¶¶ For a moment, the two men stand hopelessly, watching Di grow smaller and smaller as she drifts rapidly away into space. Suddenly, Rocky turns and makes for the pressure hatch. But with the streak out of action, what can he do? There is excitement ahead, so don't miss the next chapter of this Rocky Star adventure, Lost in Space.